Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Berlin from Bothell is. Berlin, are you there?
Hi.
What's up, Berlin?
I'm Siri, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Before I leave, just really quick, because we have 8 minutes until we find out whether or not we have to play one of the worst Christmas songs of all time as voted by USA Today. But we said we won't play it if we hit $22,000. $23,000, sorry. We just hit $22,000. We are $1,000 away thanks to the Rockaholics like Caitlin Snell, Matthew Halley, Courtney Sweet, Lainey Johnson as well. They've all donated money to Coats for Kids, and that's what we're looking to do. Today is Coats for Kids Day. Please make a donation at KISW.com or at the text line.
Oh, yeah. KISW give to 44321.
Damn.
Let's do it. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Berlin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Bing Crosby had the famous 40s holiday song titled White What?
Christmas.
Correct. What Las Vegas hotel is inspired by a city in France?
Venetian?
No.
Pass.
What actor recently revealed he had a brain bleed and a stroke?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
Dan Campbell is the head coach for what NFL team?
Lions?
Yes. What state is directly above Illinois?
Oh, God. Iowa?
No.
Pass.
Which pop star was named Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century?
Britney Spears?
No.
Oh, pass.
The hospital ward ICU stands for what?
Oh, my gosh, I should know this. I'm in a nursing class.
You should know this.
Intensive care unit.
There we go. Yes. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore star in what late 90s movie?
Oh, my gosh. What is it called?
Berlin, you got 3 correct.
Oh, Lord, that's okay.
Hey, that's better than the score I got the very first time I played Beat Migs.
It is.
Yeah, you know, this is my first time. I'm not too worried about it.
It's okay.
You know, with the timer and the pressure, and, you know, thank God you got that one correct, considering what class you're in. So that's really what matters. All right, Steve, are you ready?
I want to give a quick shout out and hopefully a dedication to a big win because a listener by the name of Bobby, she is celebrating her birthday today. It's December 12th. Her husband texted us, said, "We listen to your show all the time. Today's my wife Bobby's birthday."
Aww.
I won't disclose her age because I know better, LOL, but I do have a small request. I'd be appreciative if we could get a shout out to her as well. So happy birthday to Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Yay. And smart guy not revealing her age. Just saying. All right, Steve, are you ready now?
Oh, yeah.
Bing Crosby had the famous 40s holiday song titled White What?
Christmas?
Yes. What Las Vegas hotel is inspired by a city in France?
Paris.
Correct. What actor recently revealed he had a brain bleed and a stroke?
Jamie Foxx.
Correct. Dan Campbell is the head coach for one NFL team.
Everybody's second favorite team, the Detroit Lions.
Yes. What state is directly above Illinois?
North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
No.
Ohio.
No. Which pop star singer was recently Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century?
Which what?
Which pop singer was named Billboard's greatest?
Beyonce?
Yes! Wow. The hospital ward ICU stands for what?
Intensive care unit.
Correct. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore star in what late 90s movie?
50 First Dates?
No.
What else did they do together?
They've done a few.
I know. I can't think of any of the other ones. Wedding Singer.
Yes! Same name as a color. Coldplay had the 2000 hit song
Yellow.
Title what? Correct. How many seasons did the sitcom The Jeffersons have?
I'm going to go with 9.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, though, which is a win, 8-3. Sorry, Berlin. Try again.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm just happy I could, you know, get on the line.
That's awesome, thank Berlin. You. Thank you so much, man. Man, I said ma'am.
Wow.
What would be the problem? Lady? Thank you so much, lady.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
All right.
Homie. I'm the best. I'm the best.
What state is directly above Illinois?
Is it Michigan? Wisconsin?
It's Wisconsin.
Maybe my wife will get me a map for Christmas. That way I can get better at these questions.
Yeah.
And while we're on vacation, I'm just going to spend the entire time just studying that map.
You'll just stare at it, but you won't absorb any of the information.
No.
And then the Jeffersons had 11 seasons.
11.
Yeah. But congrats on beating Berlin.
Today, we celebrate Coats for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we've got a goal here this morning.
We do. I'm looking at a text line that says, I'm waiting until after 7 to donate because I want to hear one of these awful songs.
That is not how it's supposed to work.
That is terrible. Terrible. Shame on you.
We're trying to raise $1,000 more in the next, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. And people have been donating. I got to give a shout out. I mean, an anonymous donation of $169 came in. Vince Nure donated $69, joining the 69 Club, which is a very exclusive club. Lori Lawyer just donated $40. Whitney Sparling just donated $20. The Rockaholics have been stepping up. Matthew Hawley, $40. We are now at $22,301.
So we need $700, Rockaholics, or $699, as it were.
Nice.
Let's make it so.
Yes.
KISW.com. You can donate there, or you can text KISW GIVE to 44321 to donate.
So if in less than 3 minutes we don't get that $700, we're playing one of the worst Christmas songs of all time.
Yeah. Make the right choice, Rockaholics.